Gretzima says he's been trying to work out an arrangement to remove what's left of the Masonic Temple ever since he was informed by his insurance company a couple of weeks ago that it won't help him pay for getting rid of the rubble.
They denied everything. There's zero claims to be had. Even the contents, they didn't cover contents or anything.
Gretzima says he's paid a quarter of the $12,000 demolition fee he owes a company called in by the city after the structure's roof partially collapsed on March 17th due to a heavy snow load. He's also been unable to convince the Fairbanks North Star Borough to waive a $40,000 tipping fee required to dump the debris, nor the $15,000 to $20,000 he'll have to pay for special handling because of asbestos that's been found in it. So he asked city officials for another 30 days to try to work out some kind of deal.
We're just looking for support, you know, just for the local community. I mean, you know, we want this taken care of as soon as possible, too. It's just that the funds are not there.
Mayor Jim Matherly says he sympathizes with Gretzima's predicament, but the mayor says he's got to deal with an eyesore and potential liability problem in the middle of an historic downtown area.
I'd love to see it gone sooner rather than later. I understand the owner has issues with his insurance, but it is a privately owned building.
Matherly says Gretzima may have had more options if he'd been able to transfer the temple to a nonprofit organization or perhaps formed one to preserve the 112-year-old building. He says those organizations usually have more options available than a privately held company.
If you have a nonprofit that owns a structure that's historic, then you have some ways to, you know, raise money to keep it solid, to do repairs, to do some updating.
Gretzima is a private businessman who is operating a restaurant, Big Daddy's Barbecue, located next door to the Masonic Temple when he bought the historic structure in 2008 for $450,000.
When I first bought the building, no, I didn't want the building. We needed the parking for Big Daddy. So they kind of threw in the building. If we wanted the parking lot, we had to buy the building.
He says he thought the temple might be usable as a sort of annex to the restaurant, but after some initial work on the structure, he decided the cost to renovate it wasn't worth it.
It's just got to be so much money. It's like, I couldn't afford it.
Gretzima says he used the temple for storage and tried to sell it for $250,000, a little more than half of what he paid for it. He sold the restaurant in 2015 in preparation of retiring, but he was unable to find a buyer for the temple. And now he's put his retirement plans on hold while he tries to figure out how to get rid of its remains. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.